just some way to sweeten
totally
it. That's all
amenable,
I'm saying.
But let me just give you a happy note, if I may.
Good.
We have long been at odds with a number of people on the board, and they were people who were essentially appointed by Mary Frances Berry. Well, interestingly enough, many of those people happened to have been part of the civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
And were exemplary in their work.
Absolutely.
At that point.
Including
Marion Barry was right. Part of that
and
reality. I have spoken now. We have established communication, and there was never a question about this, with Dick Gregory. We spoke to the newest member of the board, Charles Smith, who's an African-American, quite well-to-do, in the construction trades, etc., in Texas. And a letter has been sent to Marion Barry, and I've spoken to James Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Our alliances are shifting, and the reason they are shifting is because they are people of color who have experienced. These same people, by the way, just signed on, I don't know if you saw, but aside from the 300 organizations that have now signed on to do affirmative briefs and support the amicus briefs, including Norman Schwarzkopf and 64
right.
corporations
that's
from the
right.
Fortune 500.
That's right.
There are now 200 leading people from the civil rights movement. John Lewis, Julian Bond, all these folks who have also signed on and put together amicus briefs and are now on record. One of them is Marion Barry, etc. So I think that our alliances in this issue are shifting, and that we need to be mindful of that, and
mm-hmm.
so that some of the people who are tilting most at opposing affirmative action and replacing it by proportional representation, which is indeed Carol Spooner, we have some new friends that we need to nurture and bring along. So it's not as dire as we would think. She is not the entire board, although she's done a great deal of work and has a lot of influence, as well she should. But there are other folks now who are very concerned about this issue. And I would urge our board also to reach out, particularly the history of Anne, the history of Rashida, the work of Connie, the work of Gail, of Marion. I mean, Panama. We have an enormous history ourselves on this board. These brothers in this context, I think, would be very receptive and have already been given indication. We may carry it a lot more than you think.
You know, you're right, Mimi. I agree. I just have to say that I was really turned... I just want to say that I was turned off so badly against James Ferguson. He really was getting to my last nerve, especially when we were having those WBAI special committee meetings where he would never be available for the conference call. However, at the last meeting that I attended, which was in Houston,
yes,
and we the board, or I think it was Leslie, or somebody called for the resolution against the war and that Pacifica should make a statement. He was right. I mean, he was just right on. And I went over to him and I said, you know, Jim, I know that we've been on opposite sides of the aisle, and I have probably disagreed with about 95 or 99% of what you said. But I just want to tell you that on this issue, I don't want to say that I'm surprised, because that would not be fair to you. However, I am surprised, and I do support what you just said, and thank you very much. And he was very gracious. He said, I'm sure a lot of people are surprised. And he understands how he has been viewed. And I was just really... So when you tell me that somebody like him is signing on, he does have a civil rights background.
I think
okay,
he will.
Chair will take special privileges.
I'm
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I think no matter what we say, and I agree with you, Rashida, your concern about how a certain steadfast group feels. But I don't think that it should stop us, because I don't think no matter what we do, they will come forward. And I think we're on very sound ground, and I think we should pursue it.
Okay.
And I'm concerned about the kind of language we use.
That's all I'm thinking.
But I don't think we should fashion our language to be sure, be careful of what they might think. If you think you're in the right, I think you really have to say what needs to be said.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.